Hello, and welcome to Good Grief, Attaining Acceptance, Day 26. I'm Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams, and we'll begin our session now. Today's topic, moving forward. May I come into your space, and please say yes so that this energy can flow through your subconscious. There we go, watching that. Good job. Would you like God's definition of moving forward? Here it goes. And would you like to know what that feels like? It's about bringing more joy into your life. I know we've talked about this, but it's important to keep it coming and to remind yourself of these feelings. Would you like to know that it's possible to move forward without forgetting this person or without minimizing their life because they're not here anymore? There you go. If you feel any stubbornness around moving forward without this person being alive, then let's give you God's understanding on that right now. Okay. And let's have God release that stubborn energy so you can feel better. All right, good job. And God's saying that you honor your loved one when you begin to feel better, and it actually makes them feel better too. And let's have you learn how to live without the refusal of moving forward in your life, given the circumstances you're in. And God is telling me that death is the ultimate move forward. So know when you're moving forward, they're right there with you. Okay. Now we're going to go connect with your loved one like we did last night. Here we go. Fill your heart up with love, as if you were filling up a glass of water, and feel the love inside that glass. Now imagine sending out those feelings like we send out radio waves from a tower, and see your loved one receiving these waves. And then observe as your loved one sends those waves back to you, and watch as they come back to your heart and feel them penetrate your body. Good job. Just let those feelings come in. It's okay. It's love. It's okay. And if your loved one had a hard time showing you love while they were alive, just know that they're surrounded and made of love now in a different way than before. And so it's much easier for them to do this, and they learn pretty quickly when they want to. So remember, you're getting love from their highest potential. There you go. Okay. Wonderful work. Wonderful work. So let's have God send beings of light to help and support you during your sleep. And let you know what it feels like to be embraced by God through this process. There that goes. And let you know what it feels like to be nurtured by God through this process. And to know what it feels like to be supported by God through this process. There you go. And to know what it feels like to be unconditionally loved by God through this process. And to know what it feels like to be comforted by God through this process. There we go. And to know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes in place. This session is complete. Feel the grounding energy of God bring you gently back into your body. Notice your eyelids closing as your eyes slowly roll back in your head. Your body is becoming heavier and heavier as you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into sleep with every breath. Have a good night.